Got something to say? Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and very excited to be talking with Carly. She is a board member at the Out Center, and you're also a part of the events committee. So this is a big event coming up here very soon, Holiday Pride. We're really excited about this, an event that you've done many, many years now, and it's... What's the purpose of Holiday Pride? Is it just a party, or is it, it's more than that, right?
It's always more than a party. Yeah, so our Holiday Pride for years now has been an opportunity for members of the LGBTQ plus community, allies, community members to get together and celebrate the holiday season, but particularly a time where it can sometimes be difficult to be connecting with communities near and far. And so Holiday Pride is a time to not only celebrate community in that way, but also to reflect on the past year and talk about what kind of great things have been happening through the Out Center, but also through the Southwest Michigan community.
Absolutely. And I've been trying to stay positive as much as possible throughout 2020. There is a lot of positive things that have come out of this. And one of the biggest aspects, I think, is technology and how we've embraced technology and also been able to use that as a tool and not a hindrance. It's something that the Out Center knows very, very well with all of the different times that they're able to. Obviously, you want people to come into the Out Center, but you're still able to reach out to everybody in the community. And technology has been one of those major tools.
Absolutely. And you and I were saying this earlier to each other, but something great about the technology boom that we've seen is that people are getting used to offering that resource to their communities wide and far. And the hope is that we can continue to use the skills we've gained virtually to offer our programming and our fundraising events and all of our celebrations to folks who might not be able to come in person. Even if all of this changes and adjusts and we go back to regular in-person things, I think it's super exciting to see that this virtual technology allows us to connect with people we wouldn't have been able to connect with before. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm definitely adding Zoom meetings to my resume.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's weird when you talk to somebody and they don't go on Zoom or Google Meets or anything. And it's like, oh, well, this is my first video chat. And it's like, what?
It's great. Yeah.
Wow. But that has been the good part, is that there has been technology that has been able to be a great tool for us to not only connect with the community through the things, the outreach that you do at the Out Center throughout the year, but to have fun and have parties. As much as I love dressing up and getting all ready for a party, it's still nice to be able to connect with people while just sitting in my pajamas at home.
Yeah, this will be the first Holiday Pride. You can definitely wear your sweatpants if you want to.
Absolutely.
Have a drink and have a snack from home. It's pretty great.
So the virtual party, it is this weekend, correct? Yeah. So and how is this all going to work? Because I've seen a few virtual parties and virtual get-togethers and things and events, but how is it going to work for the virtual Holiday Pride event for the Out Center?
Yeah, so the way that Holiday Pride this year is set up is we're doing a video launch. So it's going to be a pre-recorded celebration that will launch across all of the social media and virtual platforms that the Out Center has. Facebook, Instagram, Vimeo, our website, of course, outcenter.org/holidaypride. But the cool thing about the video is that once it launches this weekend, Saturday at 7 p.m., you're free to watch the video later. So if you can't make it to the actual launch time at 7 o'clock and can't log in to watch the video, you can do so later, which is great. So that was kind of our hope with, you know, avoiding the live video. When it's a recorded video, it'll be up there for you to watch for weeks to come or watch again.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of the hope there. And it'll be available, like I said, on all sorts of platforms.
Yeah, and the theme is perfect because it's community is anywhere, home is everywhere. And it, like you said, it's something that you can watch. And maybe if you sit around the holidays, you got a couple of family members at your house, or you just want to sit around and watch this maybe after Thanksgiving dinner. Might be a good thing to do after it's done and played. But how is what else is going to be happening for this event? Obviously, you're going to have a lot of special guests. And that's also the cool part about virtual events is that you could get people that may be way outside of the community or may never be able to come to this event. You're able to get them even if they're halfway across the world, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're really excited this year. So Andrew Fisher and Friends has been a consistent, a wonderful performer for our Holiday Pride in the past. So Andrew Fisher and his friends will be back to give music performances in this video. We also have Brad Cook and a few other folks, Aiden Schnell, coming to record music performances. Mm-hmm. So shoot, you can watch music performances time and time again, which is great. The video is also going to be hosted here and there, offering us some great, hopefully comedic transitions. Zach East, our lovely radio personality.
So, hopefully he's funny.
Hopefully he's funny. I'm going to tell him that. That's why we paid the big bucks, right?
I'll work with him on okay, some good. Of the jokes.
So Zach will be there. And another really cool thing I'm feeling especially excited about is that we're going to be hearing from local businesses and community members. Who have been nominated as people who have shown welcome and inclusion to the LGBTQ community within Southwest Michigan. So we're going to be hearing from those folks about why they care about this theme of home can be anywhere and communities everywhere. So we'll get little snippets from them and get to highlight some of their businesses and what they do in this community. So it'll be, I think, exciting to hear from folks who are leaders and community members right here at home.
Yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster of emotions, it sounds like.
A lot of
exciting, happy.
We're here to celebrate.
Yeah, a lot of love and maybe even a few tears here and there, but that's, you know, that's the holidays.
That's the holidays. Yeah.
So this is something, like you said, it's 7 o'clock on Saturday, and it's a lot of great people putting this all together, and it is a video that is pre-produced, right?
Yes.
And so if we want to do a watch party, I actually saw on theoutcenter.org, there is a great toolkit on how to host a watch party if you wanted to do that, right?
Right. And the great thing about this watch party toolkit is that it can walk you through step-by-step how to set up a virtual webcamming with your family and friends if you can't be together in person. So it's a great resource to, if you're new to Zoom or new to Google Hangouts, learn how to do that. We're encouraging people to do watch parties because it's a great way to connect with your community. If you're planning on sitting on the sofa and watching with people at home in your own house, that's great. But if you want to invite family and friends to watch the video with you live that night, 7 p.m., that toolkit can help walk you through that. The other cool thing I want to highlight is that if you're planning to host a watch party, even if that's with three people in your household, hosts of watch parties are eligible to receive a free gift bag from the OutCenter. All they have to do is email me, carly@outcenter.org. Let me know that you're going to host a watch party with some friends, or whether that's virtual or in person, and we will get you a free gift bag from the OutCenter with some goodies in it. So you can let me know up until the day. So
that's really great.
Yeah, are really excited to see that folks might be watching from all over the place, but together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a really great event. And like we said, the use of technology is awesome. But also for you to continue the great work that you guys do at the Out Center, you couldn't do it without the amazing communities that we have everywhere, all around the world, people that are donors and people that are whether they're corporate sponsors or allies. And it takes a whole entire family of people to make things work. So if people are interested in continuing to support the Out Center, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. And that's one of the other big pieces of Holiday Pride is that we want to reach out to people who are looking to support the OutCenter in various ways. And if you'd like to donate financially, you can go to outcenter.org/donate. There's also a spot to donate on the Holiday Pride page, which is outcenter.org/holidaypride. And we would definitely appreciate that. That's another great thing about this virtual world is that we can reach out to folks who might be interested in supporting and showing some love from afar. And so send out the link to family members or friends you know who might not have heard of us before. It's a great opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. And the Holiday Pride is happening this weekend, November 21st, 7 p.m., but it's going to be live on all your social channels, Out Center of Southwest Michigan, but available, like you said, all through the holidays, right? We'll be able to find that on all of your social channels as well as the website?
Absolutely. Yep, that video will be there. for the time in the future, time to come. So if you can't get to watching the video on Saturday night, it'll still be available on all the social media platforms and our website.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know all the people involved, the wonderful people at the Yacht Center. I know the host, which that's fun.
Yeah, you hold him accountable to being funny.
I will. Same thing with Andrew Fisher, good friend of mine, as well as Ryan Cheevers with Little Red Fern Productions. That's another aspect that I've found with this, is that you find a lot of people that know technology maybe even better than you do, but they're always happy to help. So it's great that you all came together and are making this event possible. So really looking forward to it. If Carly, if we want to find more information, not only about Holiday Pride, but anything you have going on and the great work that you guys do all year round at the Yacht Center, what is the best place to find that?
Yeah, I would say the best place to find information about what the Yacht Center does and Holiday Pride is outcenter.org. Again, there's a page specifically for Holiday Pride, outcenter.org/holidaypride. And I also would be remiss not to mention that if you're feeling like continuing the party on Saturday night and you want to connect a little further with us, we are hosting an Afterglow event on Saturday night. You can find more information about that on the Holiday Pride page, but it'll be a chance for us to connect via Google Hangouts and see each other on the webcam in person after the video launch. So if Saturday you watch the video and you're feeling all those good warm fuzzies and you want to say hi, log in Saturday night to the Afterglow as well. But more information is on the website. That's the best place to go get info.
Wonderful. Well, Carly, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me, and happy holidays.
You as well, Johnny. Thanks so much for having me.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.